Hello and welcome to We All Succeed, a podcast generated towards business success, making sure that we all succeed, as well as doing a deep dive into the trenches. Today, I have the amazing privilege and pleasure of welcoming Jill Lublin, a 4-times best-selling author of Guerrilla Publicity, Get Noticed, Get Referrals, and Networking Magic, as well as her recent bestseller, A Prophet of Kindness. Prophet of Kindness is an incredible book that came out just last year. Is it last year, Jill?
It is.
Jill, welcome. Thank you for joining. I know that you're an international speaker with more than 200 speaking engagements per year, that you're getting a lot of the people who engage with you about publicity, you're getting them the attention of ABC, NBC, CBS, New York Times, everybody, right? You share a stage with Tony Robbins. You shared the stage with like Richard Simmons and Jack Canfield, some of the greats. You had your own TV show. What brings you out into the world? What gets you excited about going into the world, still speaking, still releasing new books? What keeps it going for you?
Oh, God. Well, first of all, a sense of mission and purpose. What's really important to me is making impact, having contribution in the world. And what I love about the power of publicity is it does that. And when you have a book, you have a legacy, you leave a legacy. And so to me, that's all important.
Awesome. That's one of the things that I love about you most. Thank you for being here. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here with you. I always appreciate being with you too.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. So you've got a lot of stuff going on lately. I know that you're still traveling internationally, helping published authors who are like self-published get international book deals. And I know that you're also helping a lot of authors get book deals without even having a written word. This podcast being so dedicated towards, you know, business and doing a deep dive into those things, how does that work? How does that happen? That's like one of the biggest hot button topics that people are always asking about in relation to the podcast. So how do you get book deals? How do you get international book deals? What's the deal?
Ah, well, for 18 years now, I've been helping people get book deals without a word written. And what's really fun about that is that what most people don't realize is that publishers are looking for great concepts, for people with good influence. And so what I do is take really a concept and help promote and pitch that. So that's been really fun. And, you know, people who written manuscripts also can apply in the sense that what the publisher would be looking for is how is your influence. And of course, that all relates back to publicity. And then for many years, I've been going to London Book Fair and the Frankfurt Book Fair in Germany and basically promoting self-published authors to get foreign rights deals, because I really believe we're in a time that it's important to go global. It's important to have global impact. And so personally, I just love doing that and having that kind of impact for people. And because I know the players and have what I like to call hug, kiss relationships between, between U.S. Yeah. publishers and international publishers, I think it's really a unique opportunity to help people get the word out in much bigger ways.
So this is huge. And I love that you tied it back to publicity. Publicity is one of those big things in business that people don't really necessarily, like everybody knows it's important, but people don't really realize the impact of it and exactly how it's affecting everything from the bottom line to the credibility that you have, forward focus and what have you. And I know that you have your really powerful crash course in publicity, which I'll be honest, you know, it's something that I've always been a huge proponent of. It's something that in any of the businesses that I have, and I always encourage people to give a discount to anybody who has taken the crash course in publicity just to get them in, because it's so much easier to work with somebody who's got all of that already squared away and taken care of. So you've got this crash course in publicity. Tell me a little bit about that and tell our viewers a little bit about that.
Thank you. Well, you know, I actually used to own a public relations agency and I got paid very well to help people get publicity on an ongoing basis. And, you know, when the economy went south, I really looked at ways that I could help more entrepreneurs at affordable prices to get their word out. And so I created what I call a publicity crash course, and you can go look at it on publicitycrashcourse.com. And what I did was created a way that that we actually get the work done in that time. Like my people leave with three documents done and four templates they can use ongoingly. And then I offered it a way that those who don't want to travel, they can take it live on Zoom with me. It's same great course, or they can take it live at a city near them. So that's worked out really great. People are loving it, and I'm getting great results in a way that keeps publicity really simple. And I've broken it down so that it's really easy to do, and most importantly, that it gets done, you know, because I find a lot of people, Ryan, they sort of chase their tails and go round and round, and I'll get to that someday. And what I'm really big on, and let's do baby steps, each step, get it done so that it's complete. I mean, maybe it's not perfect, but it will be complete. And therein lies the secret, right? That done is better than perfect. And I think for everybody listening, you know, you just do what you can do with every project you're in, but the point is, let's get it done and keep moving. And I think that's really important.
I love that you said that, and I want to highlight that done is better than perfect. That's the ultimate perfectionist anathema right there, is always kind of being in action or not really getting things out because it just needs to be tweaked just a little bit more. But done is better than perfect is a great methodology that anyone and everyone should be living by, especially in the business world. So thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
You have published infinite more books than most people, because the average person has published zero books, but you've published four bestsellers, right? And you have broken everything that is usually a major complex subject down in the very bite-sized portions. Your crash course in publicity is a great example of that. I feel like we'd be doing a disservice to everybody if I didn't ask you the question, how do you do that? How do you break something down? How do you actually design your books? Do you start with some sort of a manifest? Do you skeleton out these into smaller bite-sized chunks first? Do you just write with maybe some sort of objective in mind? How do you actually break such complex topics down, such as like The Prophet of Kindness, your most recent best-selling book? How do you break that down into something that's manageable so that you can make sure it gets done?
Yes, great question. Well, a couple things. For instance, on The Prophet of Kindness, my newest book, I have these seven what I call return on kindness principles, ROKs instead of ROIs. And and so I just sat down and I started writing words, right? And then I would sit with those words at my desk, and then I'd cross them off and change the words. And frankly, up to the point of publication, I actually changed even one more word and inserted another word, so that I was really happy with the seven, what I call return on kindness principles. And they're just a word, but I knew that word was so key and elemental to every other piece of the book. Okay. So I tend to do that. The books generally start with a concept or some way that the book's going to take shape. And then I work with other people to actually get it done. Because, Ryan, what I know is I love speaking and training and teaching my publicity courses. I love my PR consulting. But sitting down and writing a book is a whole nother ball of wax. So I make sure I have someone who supports me with it, meaning a writer and editor. And I'm really big on you must have team, because if you try to do things yourself, you're in trouble.
I am 100% on the same page with that. You know, it's wonderful that you are actually very open and very encouraging of that behavior, because somebody who you share the stage with, you know, Tony Robbins, right? He's a big proponent of ghostwriters as well for his big, very, very wordy, emotionally supportive books, right? And in your four-time best-selling books, the fact that you are creating the foundation, creating the backbone, and making sure that it's filled with what it needs to be, but also being willing to, I don't want to necessarily say outsource, but being willing to insource, I would say, people who you trust that are quality at that, being willing to insource those the kind of menial labor associated with all the writing and editing is a far better way to publish, a far better way to get most everything done, I would feel. So that's wonderful. When you're looking at the publicity side of things, because that's a lot of foundational stuff. How are you determining it? Is it based off of, should people be handling their publicity based off of, you know, kind of a set standard? Should they be only going with what's happening out in the world every month, such as holidays, that kind of stuff? Give me like a 10,000 foot view. What should we be focusing on first when we get to publicity?
So what's key first is message. I mean, I am like, if I could wave a white flag and jump up and down, this is my, you must do this first. You must get clear about your message. And so I think that's really a key. And the way to do that is to focus on what I like to call problem solution. Like, make sure that you're solving a problem in the marketplace. And that's really important. So I think that's really, really a good place to start. Solve problems in the marketplace and give people real solutions. And then I believe in sending out a press release on the whole every quarter. I think anything more than that is a little bit too what I like to call boy who cried wolf. So that's important. And I think that we want to keep things just really easy for people to digest, simple for them to replicate. And then the other, you know, sort of, what would I call it? Well, the other exception to that is make sure to respond to the news. So for instance, I have a fabulous client, Richard, and he runs a nonprofit that helps, people from Mexico find their foster kids. Okay. Now with the whole immigration story and the kids in cages story, I called him up. I said, Richard, this is your moment. And he said, yeah, but Jill, I'm not a specialist in that point about immigration. I said, yes, but would you like more publicity? And because we were able to really support him to get that visibility going, hey, guess what? He got on ABC San Diego twice. He got on CNN twice. And on top of that, he got on Associated Press. Like, how fabulous is that?
That is huge. That is really, really huge. And if it's the same person who I'm thinking of, because I actually had the pleasure of attending your publicity crash course when you did it in San Diego, I traveled to make sure that I was able to attend it as well. And that same person who previously, maybe a year before, had no publicity, had purchased some products from you. And as I recall, he had also gotten in some magazines and things like that. Walk through the process of that for me, if you could.
You got it. And yes, you absolutely got that person. So you remember him, and yes, it's him. Mm-hmm. And bottom line is, when you see a news story, so one thing is put yourself on Google Alerts so that you get alerted to news stories in your categories. Okay.
Fantastic.
And also put your name in so that when you do get written about or featured or on a podcast, blog, or radio show, that you will show up. So that's really important. But so one thing I'm always big on is be listening and watching for where in news can you fit in. And even if it's a bit, like in Richard's case, slightly a stretch, you don't exactly do this, but you could fit in this category, right? And I think that's the thing that people need to be aware of, is that there's ways to fit into larger news stories, like in Richard's case, that garnered him huge attention on major media like CNN and Associated Press. That's huge. Okay, so that's really important. And then once you actually see that you're getting ongoing visibility building, then we start leveraging. Like after Richard got on ABC TV, we did another consulting session. I'm like, okay, Richard, now we're going to up level it. We're going to leverage, it's called publicizing your publicity. We're going to leverage what you've done, because you know what's wonderful is the media loves people who've been on media. You know, they're very what would you call it, incestuous that way.
Yeah,
they are. And if you know how to be on media, they like you. That's the truth.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we always let them know what media you've been on and what you've been seen on, and that makes a big difference.
So here's a big question that comes up all the time, and I know that you've been asked this before. Which comes first? Let's say in Richard's case, right? Let's say an alert came off or he was responding to what happened in government, right? He maybe puts out his little press report or what have you. Should he then reach out to, you know, the local media to make them aware of it? Or are they more likely to reach out to him in those cases because they're also paying attention to these? Which happens first?
You know,
he reaches out to them or they reach out to him?
Usually you're reaching out to them. I mean, that's the truth. Perfect. There are a lot of instances, or fewer instances, I should say, where the media does find you. I had a woman who trained, she trained in corporate, and she usually trained using cooking as a primary interactive team building skill. All right. So she has a great website, and she had taken my publicity course, and she was more, shall we say, ready for how the power of publicity could help her. So, you know, what I found is when people get intentional on things, and all of a sudden things start to move around them, like when you get intentional on your publicity, all of a sudden you'll start seeing things open up, maybe not exactly related. And this happened to her. So here's what happened. NBC Nightly News finds her with a Google search because she's a cook, and she does cooking. That's the way they found her. Even though she's really a corporate trainer who uses cooking to build team building, you get that? Yeah, so anyway, they found her and they said, hey, listen, can you do an aphrodisiac cooking segment? Well, I'll tell you the truth, Renee got very nervous. She told me later, she said in the back of her mind, she was saying, no, I don't know how to cook aphrodisiac recipes. And on top of that, I don't know how to spell it, she said to me. But she had me in her corner. And one of the things I'm really big on, Ryan, and this goes, everybody listening, write this down if you need to, and that is just say yes. Just say yes. I don't care what they ask you. I don't care what the show's about. You're going to say, just say yes. And then she, of course, called me. We figured it out. We created the right approach for the story. And guess who got? She got 4.5 minutes on NBC Nightly News. Now, let me tell you something. We costed that out, okay? Because I like to have people get ROI on their publicity. Had she paid for an ad on NBC Nightly News at that time, it would have cost $720,000. Get that? $720,000 for that segment. She paid nothing and got hugely featured. And now, of course, using that power of publicity, she's able to garner more corporate speaking engagements. She leverages that. She has that on her media page forever. She now has been featured on NBC Nightly News. How powerful is that? So
huge.
I like to call that, Ryan, use everything you've got.
I love how many golden nuggets were in there. And just to highlight a few of those, because there's a lot of huge, 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 huge golden nuggets in there. One, making sure to ROI everything. People are often afraid to do this, and I'm a huge proponent of this, you're a huge proponent of this, and pretty much everybody I know who's worth their salt is very big on ROIing everything, understanding what that equates to. $720,000 worth of ad space for free, essentially, for just being willing to say yes and make sure that you have something to show up and show them is very, very huge. Being willing to say yes to things that are outside of your comfort zone and then do the due diligence, or enough of the due diligence to be able to show up for that thing and expand what you do, that's a huge thing as well that people are often very afraid to go after. They say, well, I'm not a specialist in that. And I always say it's 2018 or it's about to be 2019. You're not a specialist in that yet. But you can be very quickly by simply expanding your knowledge on what you're already doing. And I love that you're encouraging people to step outside of their comfort zone while remaining inside their comfort zone and being willing to say yes to things like that. That's very, 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 very huge. And there was so many other bite-sized, very, very core pieces of information. I encourage people to listen to this once, twice, maybe even three times, and write them down, take some notes. These are very, very valuable things.
Thank you, Jill, so much.
You are absolutely wonderful for coming on and sharing all these things. What else should we be paying attention to going into 2019, going into this next year of publicity? We've had a lot of things go on this year, but if we're going into a new year, people are setting resolutions right now. People are really focused on all sorts of things. If I wanted to maybe make an impact with my publicity, what are the first maybe three things that I should be doing to make sure that I'm ready to do publicity for 2019?
Thank you for asking. So this is a great final point, because the things you need to do to get yourself focused for 2019, one, a message. Relook at your message. Make sure it's powerful and that it says what you want it to say. And look at what the issues are now. Your message 3 months ago may not work anymore. I mean, every time I have a new book, I have a new message. And when there's something that happens in the news, I might have even another message. Two is your bio. Make sure your bio's updated. Go look at it again. Add new things. Take some things out. Freshen it up. I think that really helps. And then do some planning for your 2019. At least once a quarter, a press release that goes out based on a story, right? And then make sure you have Google Alerts set for the stories that you may not know about but need to know about, to really support you getting even more news all the time. So I think that would make a huge difference.
Wow. Great things to live by. Jill, again, we thank you so much for being here on We All Succeed, a podcast generated towards business success and doing a deep dive into the trenches. Jill Lublin, Crash Course of Publicity. Where are you going next?
Yeah, actually, check it out at publicitycrashcourse.com and let me know that you've been on the show, and I'll give people a fabulous discount. So that's really good. And also, may I just give them a free gift too? Would that be good?
Absolutely.
Good. So check it out. If you'd like to get some great publicity tips, I created an audio for you. And what you do is go to publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift. And that'll give you some more fabulous ideas for how to get some continuous publicity.
Huge. Thank you so much, Jill. Publicitycrashcourse.com. And if you want that special gift, publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift. Thank you, Jill. It's been wonderful having you here today.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Have a wonderful new year.